In Arizona, a double murder is getting some national attention. The victims were Hispanic, and two of the three suspects had ties to a group that strongly opposes illegal immigration. NPR's Ted Robbins has that story.
On May 30th, a group of people dressed in camouflage entered the Flores home in the small southern Arizona town of Aravaca. They shot 29-year-old Raul Flores and his 9-year-old daughter in the head. The girl was apparently shot because she was a witness. Her mother, whose name is not being released, was shot in the leg. She was on the phone with a 911 operator when the attackers returned.
They're coming back in.
The woman had a pistol and fired at the attackers. She wounded one man, but the group got away. Then, late last week, Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik announced three arrests. He said the motive was robbery.
The husband who was murdered has a history of being involved in narcotics, and there was an anticipation that there would be a considerable amount of cash at this location, as well as the possibility of drugs.
One of the three suspects lived in the area, but the other two, Shauna Ford and Jason Bush, are leaders of an anti-illegal immigrant group in Washington State called Minuteman American Defense. Its website said it secures the U.S. border from human and drug trafficking. 3 years ago, Shauna Ford appeared on a local PBS TV program in Yakima, Washington. Here she is.
And I know the Minutemen and many organizations will not stop. We will start at a local level and work our way up. And we will not stop until we get the results that we need to have.
The two largest Minuteman organizations, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps and the Minuteman Project, say Ford and Bush are not associated with them.
No, we don't have any affiliation.
That's Stephen Eichler, executive director of the Minuteman Project based in Southern California. He does say that Shauna Ford wrote articles which were posted on the Minuteman Project website. They've been removed. Eichler says he and Minuteman founder Jim Gilchrist are horrified by the Arizona killings and by some of the people their movement and others like it have attracted.
There are a lot of racists getting into movements because there's a lot of groups that feel threatened today, which are very right-wing, very conservative, and they feel threatened that our nation is moving in a different direction than it has in the past, say, 30 or 40 years. So instead of being reasonable about that, they become hostile.
Pima County Sheriff Dupnik said he believed money from the robbery was to fund Bush and Ford's anti-immigration activity. Late yesterday, a sheriff's captain said more arrests may be on the way in the Arizona case. Jason Bush has now also been charged with murdering a homeless Hispanic man in Washington State 12 years ago, and he's a suspect in at least one other home invasion. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.